Ladies.
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Whoa, what it do, everybody? This is Uneducated Humor, episode 16. You bitches ready? Yeah, this is Chench.
This is Big Dick Arnold.
All right.
What's up,
This is even radio. Bigger Dick Chench.
You did. Dick Chench. What's up, All Radio X?
AllRadioX.com.
This is our second episode with All Radio X.
This is our second episode that we know of.
That we know of.
Yeah.
We'll probably get thrown off next week. They're like, you know, our website, nobody liked you on our website.
We're repping All Radio X now. Now? That's what we're repping now.
I guess.
Yeah. We're on there. If you want to live stream us, we're on there every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We are going to have an awesome hour. And we're opening. We're leading up for
the beautiful, lovely, funny broads. Honestly, if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be on this website.
Yeah, so they could both get it.
Thank you.
Big time, big boy.
Yeah. So what's up, man? What have you been up to in between episodes?
I've been up to not much, but the one thing that does stand out, I went to a last minute concert.
Who'd you go see?
Wait, all right, hold on. It was last minute. A lot of my friends have been giving me shit for going to this concert. But I don't care.
Oh, Limp Bizkit or anything.
It was Korn. Look, it was a good show. I didn't see him when I was a kid. I really wanted to go see Korn when I was like, you know, 6th to 9th grade. Well, even sophomore, 6th to 10th grade. I really wanted to see Korn. They were the shit back then.
For me, I don't give a shit, dude. Like,
oh, they're still pretty sick. But yeah. My buddy, Ryan Night Train. He let me know. He's like, hey, man, Korn's going to be in town. We got to see him.
What's he going with Ryan?
I went
with
Ryan.
Right on.
It was pretty dope. The show was good. It was at the Wiltern in downtown, almost Hollywood, not really. And it was weird because the crowd was pretty awesome, but it was an older crowd.
I was going to ask you, what kind of crowd was it?
There was a part of the crowd was like in their teens, and then like a third was in their teens, another third was in their 20s, and another third was in their 30s. Mm-hmm. I really didn't see anybody like over 40, but still, even seeing 30-year-olds is kind of old.
What kind of girls were there?
I've always okay, look, there were some hot ass girls, dude.
Yeah,
there was this oh my god. All I gotta say is there's this drunk girl. She knew what she was doing. Titties were all over my arm and my back, and she was there with her boyfriend, and I was being nice to her, and I was being nice to her, and she was being nice to me, and her boyfriend was in front of her, and she was rocking out with my cock. I don't know. It was kind of weird, but you know, I wasn't gonna fight her feeling.
No.
But I'm not saying I fucking macked her down or anything, but she knows what I'm working with.
I think, I don't know, whenever, if I've gone to like a Kiss concert like way back in the day. And there was a girl that was my age. I was like maybe like 18. I don't know why, but I've always been attracted to rocker chicks.
Dude.
They look like they
can. I'm not going to lie. Some of the ugliest girls I've ever seen were at this show. But man, there were some dimes in there.
Yeah?
Hell yeah, dude.
I like rocker
chicks. And they seem cool too. Like cool chicks that are like. And a lot of them had big boobs too.
Yeah. See, that's why I kind of correlate.
A lot of them. Like that girl had big tits. Man. She was Mexican, too, I could tell.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Her boyfriend was white. I don't know.
So did she come to see Korn, or did she come to see Elote?
Hey, they were dope, man. That was a good show. It was dope overall. What about yourself? You been to any shows lately?
I actually went to go see one of my favorite bands.
Who did you go see?
I went to go see Wham. I went to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Nice.
So,
were you that asshole?
Yes, I did, y'all. Freebird.
Freebird! Woo!
And then some guys in the background was like,
"That's Guitar Hero."
So before they go to Freebird, they always play this song called "Simple Man."
Uh-huh.
So the guy,
Did you start crying?
No, the lead, I kind of wanted to, though. But it's funny because, like, I took a girl there. So it was just me and her, and she's Mexican. So we're, like, the only brown people in our section. Mm-hmm. Bunch of fucking white people.
Okay. So, like, free my bird, baby.
Yeah. So I kind of felt out of place. I was just like, I better not say some stupid shit or someone's going to go all America on my ass.
Yeah.
So, so we were the only brown people in our section, and they started playing, they dedicated the Simple Kind of Man to the troops overseas. So he's giving the speech and everything about the troops and everything, and the song starts to come in and everything. And he's giving, like, this beautiful speech, and I can see, like, this older man, like, kind of, like, staring at us. And, like, you're talking about freedom and everything. And so, like, at one point, the old man stops and he looks at both of us and tells us,
"He's talking about freedom, you fucking queers!"
He looks at you guys?
Yeah. It's a joke. I'm kidding.
What the fuck? A little terrible joke, Arnold.
I'm going to edit that out. I'm going to leave that in, but
no, leave it in there.
I'm going to leave that in. But I'm gonna overdub.
Enjoy it. I know you like this.
I'm gonna overdub you laughing.
You're fucking stupid.
You know what?
You acting like a real McAsshole.
See? Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah. So, other than...
You're a big McFlap.
McAsshole right now. So, other than that, like, I've been off work, dude. Been off work for a couple... about a week now.
Are you gonna go back to work, or are you just gonna quit?
No, I'm gonna go back to work. Actually, the doctor told me I had to take a week off. He actually wrote me a note.
You have a doctor's note?
Yeah, he gave me my...
To whom it may concern. No, Arnold's being a little bitch.
What is it called? The diagnostics? I don't know what it's called. Here. That's,
what?
That's a note. Feel free to read that. Feel free to read that.
I'm not going to read this.
Read it.
Dear Mr. Arnold. So who is this for?
That's for me. That's my doctor wrote that.
You're supposed to turn this in at work.
No, my doctor wrote that for me so I can turn it into work. So I need to do it.
Alright, the reason you are experiencing back pain is because you have a great big fat dick, which commonly referred to as GBFD. Chanch probably doesn't have back pain because he suffers from LDS, little dick syndrome. I should know because I'm a doctor. Sincerely, Dr. Pepper.
He's a doctor, bro. He knows what he's talking about.
This is actually pretty good. It's actually pretty good. GBFD. What's GBFD?
Great big fat dick.
What?
Great big fat dick.
Great big fat dick.
Yes.
You couldn't just go with the BFD?
Big fat dick?
Yeah.
No, that's great.
All right. Cool, man.
Yeah, so I've been out for work for a while. So, I've been watching a lot of fucking porn on my time off.
And you have back pain.
Yeah, well, I'm laying down. I'm just jerking off on myself, you know. It doesn't really require that much work. Okay. So, I've been watching maybe a little too much porn. And I kind of, like, started to figure out...
Maybe you've been watching too much porn.
As a guy, for me to say that, I must be watching a little too much porn.
Nah, you probably got all depressed and... fucking pathetic, and you're like, I've been watching porn all day. What am I doing with my life?
No, I was happy. I was playing PlayStation. I was happy.
All I did today was drink fucking Diet Coke, jerk off, and play Madden 2008.
Madden 2008. He's stupid. Sometimes he gives me shit because I buy outdated games.
Arnold always thinks he's a shit because he buys 10 games that are 2 years old at one time.
I'm real sick. Got the new 2008 Madden.
Spend $5. I got all these games.
Yeah. So
I started 3 years late to the party.
Watching too much porn, I kind of realized like what turns me off about certain things, like about girls.
What do you mean?
Okay, what's a turn off for you in a girl?
Like visually or?
Visually. For me, it's the weirdest, most randomest thing.
What?
Red underwear.
I can see that being a turn off, but at the end of the day, I don't care. As long as your underwear are clean. Okay, a turn off is shitty underwear.
Shitty underwear?
Yeah.
I've had experience with shitty underwear before.
Yours?
No, not mine.
A girl's?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was actually with my wife. And this is probably the reason why I like leopard underwear either.
Shitty leopard underwear? Maybe that's why she wore it. It's like camouflage. In
no,
there.
Okay, what happened was...
Caca print.
Blended with the caca. We went to, I was in South America, we went to fucking Peru.
You bought her a caca print purse?
No, hell no. Before that, I was all into, like, fucking leopard and cheetah and shit and like that. And
fucking Scott porn.
Yeah, so, we went to Peru, and we spent a whole day hiking. And at the end of the day, she jumps in the shower, and she didn't lock the door. So I walked in, and I was like, hey, I'm going to smell her underwear, because I was a fucking pervert. I was like 19, 20.
Why do you want to smell? Dude, a whole day of hiking?
I didn't know that. Okay, now I'll never do that shit ever again.
You're fucking dumb.
Because it was like the first girl, like my wife was the first person I was ever with, so I was like, I'm going to be a cochino and I'm going to fucking smell her underwear and all that. Worst mistake I've ever done, because after I pulled the underwear away from my nose, like there was a...
You had shit on your nose.
Yeah, there was a shit stain on
there. You fucking dumbass.
And they smelled horrible.
Yeah, you're dumb. You deserve whatever you get in life.
Somebody once asked me, they're like, was your bitch really... It was your bitch. Was your wife really that much of a bitch? I told this one story. I go, I kid you not. I go, my wife told me that I was going to be the fattest person in Peru.
That's real talk.
You know what? I thought
I don't think she was being a bitch. She was just being real.
You know what? At first, I was like, what a bitch. And then I went to Peru. I'm like, you were the fattest person there. This is what I was. We were chilling on a beach. And
they looked at you like, ooh, he must have a lot of money.
See, that's what they're like. Oh, he must, it's a sign
he
of
must
wealth.
Be royalty.
So imagine if you went down there. Fuck.
Dude, if I fucking went down there, I'll be getting my dick sucked. I'll be worth my weight in gold. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, there's not to slam Peru, but there's not that many attractive women down there.
I don't know about attractive. There's not that many big women.
Huh?
There's not that many big women.
They're pretty. They look like they're starving down there.
They're slender.
Yeah.
They're slim.
So this one guy walked up to us on the beach. He was like selling chiclets or whatever the fuck they eat down there.
Okay, snacks.
Yeah.
He was stupid.
Like, hey, panzon. I was like, fuck you, man.
Well, wait. Well, it's different, though. Maybe it doesn't... Like, I know panzon means...
My wife, like, hey, he just called you fat. And I was like,
yeah, but, like, it depends on how he said it. Because panzon means, hey, you with the big belly.
Uh-huh.
But he could have meant it, like...
I was all looking at my
like,
wife
an endearing way, like...
Mm. So, she...
It depends how the guy said it. Maybe the guy just, like... It's like saying, what up, big guy? Or, like, what's up, big man? Whatever, you get me?
Mm.
Like, I get that a lot. Like, wherever I'm at, like, what's up, big guy? Or, like, you know, something like that.
I fucking hate when people call me chief or boss. I fucking hate it.
I don't. What's up, chiefy? Or some shit like that. I don't hate it.
What's up, boss? What can I do for you?
Yeah, but that's fine. Like,
I hate that shit.
Why do you hate it?
I don't know. I just do.
It's better if they say, like, what's up, servant?
Like, what's up, dude?
What's up, employee?
What's up, my nigga?
Nah, dude. It's cool, man. I don't trip on that.
So,
It's all right. Oh. Turn-ons. Visually?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I kind of like it when with, like, a big-breasted woman wears, like, a nicely fitted button-up shirt.
Oh, where the button looks like...
Like the buttons pop? The buttons don't look like they're going to pop, but they look like they're going to pop.
Mm.
And it's...
I sort of have a boner.
And it's always the top few buttons were around their bosom. Those are the... I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
I kind of like camel toes. I don't know why.
Camel toes are hot unless they're actually, like, hot.
Somebody order a hot camel toe.
It's a hot camel toe.
I don't know why. Am I the only one? Is that weird?
No, camel toes are good. Well, it depends. Like, if you're, like, at your kid's parent conference meeting and your wife has camel toe, you're not that impressed. But, like, if you're, like, starting the engine... You know, pulling the cord on the engine, trying to get it ready. You want her to have a camel toe.
I see a lot of girls, and especially in downtown LA, rocking a lot of elephant toe. It's a big fucking toe.
It depends, man. It depends on where they're wearing. You know what? I think these yoga pants are hiding the camel toes.
I don't like that.
No. Well, I like the yoga pants because you can see the ass. You can see every nook and cranny of the ass with the yoga pants.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not... A lot of them are black, so the camel toe is kind of hidden. I know you can see the camel toe, but you got to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
But on the ass, man, yoga pants are the shit for the ass, dude.
You know what, dude? Like, I fucking love that. Like, you ever seen a girl so fucking hot that you just, like, go retarded?
You just picture her naked right away?
Like, I saw this one girl, I think somewhere in LA, and I cried.
She's so hot, you cried?
I cried because I knew I wasn't going to be able to ever sleep with her. I was like,
no. Well, that should be the case most of the time. I don't know why you're fucking crying.
Well, most of the time I walk around thinking I can sleep with a lot of people. Even though it's like highly unlikely.
Well, yeah.
I think I could bone you if I really want to.
Well, yeah.
You're not going to deny that? They're like, well, you know, well, yeah. Get a couple of drinks and, you know, see what happens.
It depends, man. Never say never. Yeah. But, I don't know, some of these hot girls, I don't cry when I see them. I just like, man.
What's your reaction?
God damn. God damn. I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, fuck. Well, because where I work at, I deal with a lot of, like, customers or the public. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll be getting some... I'll be getting some hot girls that don't know they're hot.
Those are the best.
Like, motherfucker, you look... I know you look way better naked. Man. Or when you see, like, a chick with, like, some low life, mm-hmm. Fucking hate that. Some fucking dirtbag, just, like, this fucking diamond, and he's treating her like shit. I'm like, man...
I still am kind of curious to know what the attractiveness of those ladies.
Daddy issues? Probably has to be.
Yeah, that or the guy has, like, my syndrome, great big fat dick.
Huh?
Either that or he has the Arnold syndrome, great big fat dick syndrome.
Great big fat nose.
Fuck you.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah. Camel toes.
I'm down for the camel toe.
Let me some camel toe.
Yeah.
If anything, ladies, hike up your underwear more. Show that fucking muck knuckle.
Just when the kids see it.
Yeah. They're like, I can see where I came from.
Yeah. And it's funny how girls react to other girls having camel toe. Like, they're like, oh my God. Oh my God, did you see her?
I know, I'm like, that's fucking
awesome. I'm like, yes, I saw it before you did.
Shut your fucking mouth and bend
my tongue.
Don't fucking ruin it for me. Somebody had something on a text. What would it be like if... girls hit on guys the way guys hit on girls on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, like, you got a pretty sweet bulge, hit me up sometime. I was like, mm-hmm. You know how much happier, like, men would be if that actually happened?
Yeah.
The world would be a much better
place. Hey, what's up, man? You look like you got a big cock.
Put it in my mouth.
Call me.
Yeah.
If you want to hang out, just put it in here.
Yeah, you want to hang out with your dick out, you know. I started going to the gym, dude.
You're going back to the gym?
Yeah.
Since when? Yesterday? Or today?
Like, maybe like a couple of weeks ago.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, I went a couple of weeks ago.
I went to go sign up again because my membership expired.
No, I just went a couple of weeks ago and I never went back.
So that technically you started.
Yeah, started. I haven't lost any weight.
Because you haven't been going.
Huh?
Because you haven't been going.
Because I went back, dude. My big fat dick.
Your big fat dick.
It gets in the way when I'm trying to do the elliptical.
Mm-hmm. Just trip over it?
Huh?
Just trip over your dick?
Yeah. They're like, sir, you dropped your penis on the floor. I'm like,
I don't know, bro.
But, goddamn, dude. Seriously, I went back there and I was like, I'm going to start going back to the gym.
All the chicks?
Yeah.
Man, dude. All the hot girls are on the weights.
You don't have to strap your dick down to your leg. Oh,
dude. The other day... There's a girl in front of me on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm. Who she had this? Oh, did she have the sweaty?
She had the yoga pants. Her shirt was sweaty, mm-hmm. But her shirt had the sweat stains that go like a V.
Ooh.
So her shirt was sweaty. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell her pants were sweaty, but you could tell this is one of the girls that always wears a sweater around her waist. But she forgot her sweater. Oh man. I was watching like a twerk video for like 20 minutes.
For those who don't know, why do girls cover?
Oh, dude. If you go to the gym and you see a girl that has a sweater wrapped around her waist, booty. Booty everywhere.
She got a big fat ass.
Oh, my God.
That's why I wear my...
It's where you wear your fucking sweater around your waist?
Around the front.
Around the front?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm like showing off this bad boy.
Fucking stupid. And then these chicks, they all have the same outfit. They all wear yoga pants with the sweater wrapped around their waist, and they all have like a sports bra or like a tight top. And then their midsection's always free. It's always, you can see their stomach. And they all have caps on.
Caps and something colorful.
These fucking girls always have a cap on. They're hiding their face so you don't see them. And they're usually cute. And they have big fat asses with sweaters around them covering them.
But for me, I don't know. When I go to the gym, I don't look at those girls, though. I look at the girls that They're
ugly ones?
No, they're not ugly. But they're ones that are hot and don't know they're hot. What the ones that have the nice curves.
No, that's the ones I'm talking about.
Which ones are you?
The slutty ones are the ones that don't cover their ass.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know, like, it's supposed to be hot, the sporty chicks, but I really don't care for those kind of girls. I think because I
walk. The ones that cover their ass are the hottest ones because they're covering up the goods.
Right.
I like that. Cover up the goods. Don't let everybody see them.
I like the ones that walk just in me.
There. Huh? Just me. Just let me see them. I just want to see the goods. That's it. Nobody else. Just me and you.
Big daddy change.
Nah.
Just
waiting for them to fall off the treadmill. And I run and fucking save them. And like, they break their ankle and they carry them downstairs. And, are you okay?
That's you? You're going to be the one carrying the girl?
Are you alright? She's like, oh my god. Thank you so much. Oh, let me.
You've been watching too much fucking.
I'm gonna fucking buy you. I'm gonna buy you dinner for helping me down the stairs. I'm like, oh, it's okay. Don't worry. No, I insist. I'm gonna take you out of dinner, and then she takes me out of dinner, and she fucks me.
You've been watching either way too many romantic movies.
That's all fantasy. That's all fantasy. That's all porn fantasy. That's not fucking.
My porn fantasy is like, oh my god, you saved me. Like, so do it in the sauna.
At the gym?
Yeah. But we have to make sure all those old guys are out. They're fucking old balls. You ever been in a fucking sauna room?
Yeah.
With the old dudes?
Yeah.
They just let their dick hang.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be that age.
No.
Why not?
No, man. Times are going to change. Not everybody's that comfortable naked.
Oh, man.
Dude, I fucking used to hate it when these old guys used to like... Because when I was like in my late teens, early 20s, I would go to the gym with my buddies. Oh. And these fucking old men just walk around, just hanging loose and shit. And they just wanted to spark a conversation with you, and you're just like, all right, bro. And you're sitting down on the bench on your locker, and these fuckers are just like, what's up, man?
You'd be like, I'd ask how's it hanging, but I could already see how it is.
What are you young guys into nowadays, huh?
Girls.
Huh? You guys still into bitches? Or like, whatever? Man, I fucked so many girls in my day. I'm like, man, really, bro?
Did you get nervous and say,
I like meat.
These old men were... terrible, dude. And the more you try not to see naked dude, you get dicked. Like, he's just like, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's always like when you're like, okay, you walk in with your head down, I'm avoiding it.
Yeah.
And you look up, and boom, there's like a little
Asian. Or you're looking for a shower, like a stall that's empty, like a shower that you get in.
Mm.
Oh, right, I found one. There's nobody in there. Mm. Nah, oh, somebody in there.
Did I ever tell you that I got fucking punked when I was like naked?
No, but I'm interested.
Well, that happened when I was a little kid. I had a girlfriend named Heather. It was like in...
How old were you?
I don't remember. I want to say it was like maybe like 7 or 8.
All right, 8.
We used to go to this pool over in Whittier. Okay. It was like a public pool.
Okay.
And I think it was all about her because like I guess she didn't like me back or whatever. She had a new boyfriend. And this little fuck was like pretty buff. And I was like a little fat doughy kid. So I guess like... she got tired of me, like, writing her love notes, and we were at the pool and everything, so I was all bummed out.
So like, even then, you're a little pussy.
I was a big fucking pusshole when I was a fucking kid, dude. So,
Tried making out with her with, like, she was a fucking pillow?
Huh?
Tried making out with her with, like, she was a pillow?
She was one of the girls that I fucked when I was banging my pillow. So, I was in there changing, and, boom, kicks the fucking door open, and I'm literally, like, with my underwear down to my ankle, trying to pull him up.
Yeah.
And he fucking punks you. He's like, you better fucking quit writing love notes to my fucking girl. Do you want to be with me? Circle yes or no. Or fucking maybe. Get the fuck out of here with your stupid notes. So,
wait. So, did that guy see your fucking 8-year-old wiener?
I don't know. Because I'm pretty sure my dick went inside my body after that.
You were a negative dick?
Yeah. You know, I was both cold and I was scared. I was like, you know what? I was get their ass kicked fucking naked.
Who got their ass kicked naked?
If I would have said anything stupid, he would have kicked my ass.
Naked though?
Yeah.
You think he would have gotten at you naked? You guys were both 8-year-olds.
You seen fucking, was it 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying?
Yeah, but you're 8 years old.
When the fight breaks out, fight breaks out.
Ah, but 2 8-year-olds, one's naked. I don't think the guy with the clothes is
fighting. Yeah, probably touched dicks on accident.
Well, the other guy had clothes on, you weirdo.
He's old, you know what? I was like, you know what? Make it fair, take your pants off. We're going to do this naked. Naked rumble.
I'm sorry, man, but I just got distracted.
With what?
On Instagram.
What did you say?
Saw a picture of Sophie D.
I haven't seen Sophie D in a while.
Sophie D, man. She's hot. hot white girl.
Google that shit.
Big old booty, big old boobs, little girl voice.
What?
Hey, man, that's hot.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
That's hot, bro. These fucking girls, you get the little fucking daddy voice.
The what?
When they start talking like little fucking girls.
Why? Why do you like that?
No. Oh, I guess I like it.
I guess it's like, what is it?
I don't know. Like, they want dick really bad. They're begging for it.
Would you rather be with a submissive girl or like a girl that like will punk you for your dick? Like, give me that dick, fat man.
Oh, man.
Because I actually heard this on the broadcast.
It has to be a little bit of both. There has to be days where I gotta punk her shit. Mm-hmm. And there has to be days where she has to punk me. Because it can't be just me always trying to pound her out and and her just like, all right, cool, fuck it, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there has to be days when one of us is hornier than the other one.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it can't just be one person that's the horniest.
I was in that kind of relationship once where she wanted it more than I did.
And doesn't that like, what does that do to you? Like,
it, I felt like a bitch sometimes.
Well, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like,
just give me that dick. And I'm like, no.
Oh, I'm tired. Then you, yeah, you feel like dick. A bitch, dude.
Huh?
You feel like a bitch.
So pull that little shrimp out. I was like, no.
Yeah, you need a little bit of both, bro. Like, I guess it would be best if the girl was hornier than the guy.
Okay, this is the reason why I fucking hate it.
Or not. No, the guy should be hornier.
Yeah, guys, I think in most cases, guys should always be more aggressive. But there's a reason why I don't like women being overly aggressive. It's because, like, sometimes I like to have that mentality, like, I know I'm going to fuck so I can get my quarter chub going.
Uh-huh.
But when a girl's just like, oh, whip your dick out, and my dick's like the size of a fucking thumb, it's not, you know?
Yeah, what? I don't know, see that shit. I wonder. But it gets you off guard. Like, that's what I mean. It has to be a little bit of both because you need to be caught off guard and just got to go with it. But if you're always like, I'm going to bone you.
No, but usually when I go out on a date...
Like, you don't want a girl to bone you? Like, just a girl fuck you?
I like both, because sometimes I get tired.
Well, yeah, obviously.
After like, the first 3 minutes of hardcore pounding, I'm like, okay.
All right, you take okay, over.
Your turn.
You're the cruise control.
Yeah,
I'm a prop. I'm just a prop now.
You just need to ride me hard for like 2 minutes, then we're good.
Do whatever you want now.
I'm going to go Instagram after.
It's all ground and pound from here.
Yeah, because there would be
some dirty boxing.
Because I just don't want a girl to see my dick, like, not prepared.
It depends. If it's a girl that you just started banging, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. But if it's a girl you're in a relationship with, she has to see you at your worst, bro.
Yeah.
She has to see you when you're just fucking regular.
Just a shirt on and a little ass dick.
Just chilling. Just like, you know.
I remember one time I...
And now, if she accepts you for regular Arnold, not full throttle Arnold, she still dig it, that's good, man.
I don't know. I've gotten up out of bed and I've seen, like, I've only had, like, a white t-shirt on and then, like, my little dick's just hanging right there.
You look like a fucking 5-year-old.
Yeah, I'm like, why you fuck me? I look at her like, why? You could do so much better.
I don't know, bro. So I don't know why she fucks you.
Huh? Probably because.
Bitch got no class.
You're fucking terrible. I don't know, man. It happens. But yeah, Sophie D on Instagram. I just got a little quarter chub.
I wonder what chicks do to fucking prepare themselves. How, you know how we make sure our dick's clean and everything? Like, I wonder what girls do.
Well, they gotta clean down there too. They gotta do shit up.
No, but I mean, like, we make sure, like, you think they wear, like, the best pair of panties or what?
Well, they try to look sexy. I would hope so.
I don't know.
Because a guy doesn't have to be sexy. A guy just has to be fucking manly.
Like, do this, do that.
Gotta be like, oh, you know what? This is gonna happen.
Like, oh, you're ordering number 6? No, you're not. You're gonna get number 7. Like that?
What?
Like, we need to take her out?
Now you're talking about food? I thought we were talking about banging.
No, I'm being authoritative. Like, we go to McDonald's for date night. And she was like, I'm going to have
I'm not 6. Saying make decisions for her. Just take over as...
But that's mad.
You're supposed to take over at the right time. Not all the time.
Oh, you're going to get a Coke? Make that a Diet Coke.
All right. Fucking slave owner. Fucking slave owner over here. Stupid. No, man. Yeah, but talking about Sophie D on Instagram, you could check us out on Instagram, Uneducated Humor. We're all... No, okay.
Not we.
Arnold.
I post some funny shit.
Arnold does post up some funny stuff.
You see that one day they got offended by something I posted on there?
Who?
I won't say the name, but I posted something that had to do with Stevie Wonder posting a selfie. And it was just like...
It's like a picture of his top of his head.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder selfie. That was funny and fucked up at the same time. So I can see why somebody got offended.
Here's my thing. If you're offended by us, like, you're the dumb one. Our show is called Uneducated Humor.
We're not smart.
We're not smart.
We're not funny.
We are. This episode ain't funny. This episode was pretty uneducated, not so much on the humor part.
Yeah. But you can let us know how not smart and unfunny we are by sending us emails to uneducatedhumor@gmail.com.
I love the fucking emails. Those are always funny.
Send us, you know what, if you hate us, fucking hate us, man. Like, for real, though. Mm-hmm. Send us, like, some real hate email. If you like us, you know, just...
Be constructive with your hate.
Yeah, just download. If you like us, just download. You don't even have to say anything.
Yeah.
But if you hate us, bring it. Bring the heat.
And I still want to know where the fuck you guys are listening in from. Checking in, Wichita.
Rep your city. Let us know where you're from. Let us know if you're from Nigeria or from New Orleans.
You African king.
African Nigerian princess. Let us know, man. We're also on Facebook. You can catch us on allradiox.com every Thursday night at 7 Eastern, 7 p.m. If you want to stream us, but if you want to download us, you can still catch us at goodoldpodomatic.com/uneducatedhumor. That's where we're at forever and ever.
For sure. We got nothing.
You can get us there, man.
Huh?
And episode 17 will be on allradiox.com next Thursday.
Or next month. Who knows?
Or next month.
You might be hearing episode 14 in replay.
If you do, don't judge us.
Yeah.
Just fucking listen. It's good stuff.
Hey, 15, was it 15 episodes in 3 years? Not bad.
That's terrible. That's a terrible track. That's a terrible track record. I don't understand why we've been so bad, but... We are gonna be getting there pretty soon.
Hey guys, really quick, if you guys are listening to us on All Radio X, stay tuned for the lovely ladies of the broadcast. They're on right after us. If you're listening to us on Stitcher, Podomatic, or any other place, check out this quick promo so you can hear what you guys are missing out on. These ladies are way more hilarious than us, so feel free to check them out. Here's a quick promo for the show.
Did you miss last week's Thursday episode of the broadcast? Ugh.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Did you
lose my e-cigarette.
Only one at work.
Get us a Sibian. Can you contact the Sibian company?
I mean, after doing it the one time, I was like, that's all I needed to do.
Even Del Freaky is in our chat right now, kicking his fucking ass.
I don't know what you're talking about. Betty is the greatest fantasy football player in the entire world, and I bow to her. The only thing I missed out was, like, being on the copier.
Juddy has amazing titties.
He's hairy like bull.
He is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is he getting his balls back? Today, all my dreams came true.
So, yes.
Nice way to teach this dick motherfucker, but I'll...
It's perfect. Well, I mean, Bree's showing her boobs so that we can get a Sibian.
That was risky enough.
That and more every Thursday night, live at 11, video chat on All Radio X. Don't miss it.
Now, one of our weekly features is...
Suck my dick.
That should be a daily feature.
Hang on. Our weekly feature is...
Newsflash, you stupid cocks!
It's the newsflash.
What did I say last week? Around the world, and then I started off with, like, Colorado.
And now for some local news in China. It's like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Alright, so I got a couple stories here that we could relate to or we could not relate to.
What you got there, Fat Man?
Let me see here. Alright, so check this one out. This story is out of New York City. The biggest city in the States.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, not the big, but like the most people in the United States are in New York, right?
I don't know if that's true. They want to fact check that.
That's the number one. That's the biggest city in the United States.
Like the most populated?
Yeah.
I would like to.
Yes, stupid.
I think it's downtown LA. There's a lot of Mexicans down there.
No, man, it's fucking, it's New York. I could put money on it. Now, this city's coming from, this story's coming from there. Apparently, there is some sort of lawsuit going on. This African-American young lady, doesn't say her name here, is suing her employer. I don't know what it was, but let's just say it was a fast food place. For racial harassment from her boss.
Wait, why is it a...
It doesn't explain why, how she got fired, but she got fired. She is saying she got fired for racial harassment from her boss, Rob Carmona. Now, here she won her lawsuit.
She won the lawsuit?
Yeah, but the defense, the supervisor, Rob, this was his defense. And he insisted that this was his defense.
Okay.
I did not fire her for racial reasons because I, too... am African American, and I have the right to use the N word. So, he's saying, "How can I be racist if I drop the N bomb all the time? Why? Because I'm black."
So, and she won that?
She won. I guess she won the case because I guess it was racial or something. But the guy was insisting that it wasn't racial because he's black as well.
Okay, us as Mexicans, like me, more hardcore Mexican. Okay, like how black people call each other the N word or whatever. Yeah. What do we call each other? Talking about weather.
We don't have like a word that we call each other.
Chunties?
No.
No. Talking about chunts?
No. There's no like one single word that we like brother or something like that. There's too many words that are used. There's not one universal N word for Mexicans.
Right, Asian. What's up, my chink?
No, they don't use that either.
No?
No, sorry.
Shit. Somebody.
Nah, nothing, dude. What are you trying to get at, though?
I was just kind of curious, you know.
If
next time I go to Northgate Market and I see, like, a homie. And
like, if my boss that's Mexican were to fire me for what?
I don't know.
That doesn't compare. This is a terrible analogy.
If you can think of one, fucking tell it to me.
Of Mexican or Latino being racist against a Latino.
Well, no, I'm just saying like how black people call each other, what's up, my nigga?
Oh, what would be the N-word equivalent for
the slang
for
word.
Hispanics, Latinos, or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Hmm.
We should do that.
Hit us up with that.
Now, here's another story. Dallas, Texas police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Might be the smartest cop of all time or the dumbest cop of all time.
Smartest?
Smartest or dumbest?
Hmm.
And I'll tell you why. Back in August, he was a victim. He was part of this incident where he was a victim where he got called in for noise pollution thing. Like at night, there's people partying or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So he got called up like at 3 a.m. or whatever. And he goes to this house, this two-story house, and he goes up to the door and he's like knocking or whatever. And then people come out and he's like, oh, you know, we got complaints that the music's too loud. What do you guys got to, need you guys to bring it down or whatever. It's the second time or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, while he's telling that, somehow, some way, it starts raining. But he's the only one that's getting wet. He looks up and there's a guy pissing on him.
Oh!
There's a guy pissing on him. This guy is belligerent and drunk. He has no idea what the fuck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no... When he realizes the guy's pissing on him,
mm-hmm.
of course he gets mad, but they're like, oh, we're sorry. We put him up there. We have no idea. We thought he was asleep. So he tells him to bring the guy down,
mm-hmm.
but the guy is so drunk, there's no way that he purposely pissed on him, like with aim and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think the cop did?
I would have stuck a fucking baton in his ass.
All right. Any other cop would have beat the shit out of him and locked him up for pissing on him.
Uh-huh.
This guy just gave him a ticket.
Now, is he the really cool cop?
He's a cool... Like, he understood that the guy didn't do it on purpose.
Mm.
He did get pissed on. Maybe he likes getting peed on.
Maybe he stepped back and said it's either raining piss or...
I'm no meteorologist, but I'm pretty sure it's raining bitches.
So... He can either be considered the dumbest guy, or I think he's just a cool cop. Just fucking, because he got rained on and didn't make a big deal out of it.
I would just think that he's just being a cool dude.
Could have been an asshole and just fucking...
assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, the dickhead.
Yeah.
Now, for global news.
Some global news.
Yeah, this is probably the last one.
So we're going back to California?
Global news. Oh, wait, no, there's another one. Global news. In Sweden, this 35-year-old man was charged with a sexual assault. This is what happened. He was out one night drinking.
Right.
He got all chummy with the lady, a 50-year-old lady.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, they gave each other their goodbyes, and the lady started walking home from the bar. I guess, you know, she lived close by.
You tell me, let me iron out that old wrinkled pussy.
So this guy started following her home.
Ah.
And she said, like, you know, like, you're not going home with me, so.
I've been that drunk asshole, and it's work.
He's like, yes, Arnold's game is being persistent.
And fuck you, you've seen it pay
bugging
off.
The shit out of a girl till she finally gives up and gives the snatch up.
And you've seen it
and
work.
I've seen it work, so it has worked. Now,
yeah.
This girl told this guy, hey, we're not fucking, like, you don't have to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's like, oh, I'm just want to make sure you make it home safe. I'm not trying to, like, do this and that. So she said no. So this fucking guy kept following her. So this girl started getting creeped out. So she started walking, and she goes home, and I guess she girl runs into her house, and she locks the door. And then she notices that he's, like, across the street, being a creeper. Then he crosses the street. Crosses the street. He goes all the way to her front door. And what do you think he did?
Sexual assault?
Mm-hmm.
Jacked off on her door? I don't know.
I wish. Put his dick through the mailbox. Through the mailbox door. Put his dick through the mailbox door. On the door. Fucking girl had the cops on speed dial 911 or whatever it is in Sweden. They showed up right away. His defense was that he was...
bitches be crazy.
His defense was that he was trying to flash her before she went into her house, but she went in too fast. So he decided to put his dick through the mailbox hole.
Why couldn't she be cool? Why couldn't she just take like a selfie next to him?
And just fucking glory hold it, right? Just fucking glory hold it, dude.
It would have been funny when he drew a face on it and then stuck it in the mailbox.
I don't know, man. You'd be like that. You gotta be some sort of fucking horn dog to be able to do that, dude. Fucking creep a girl out, follow her home, and put your dick through her door. That's fucking disgusting.
I'm gonna try that. I'll let you know how it goes.
You would fucking try to do that.
The next newsflash, I get arrested for being an idiot.
You would fucking try to do
local
that.
Local podcaster. God,
hi, I'm just doing it for the podcast. I'm trying to creep you out on purpose, though.
Don't be a bitch.
Stop being a bitch. It's for the show. And I don't know, man, but was she a bitch or was she not a bitch?
I don't know. But
if it depends how aggressive the guy was.
He put his dick in the mailbox and said,
surprise, motherfucker.
Alright, and then the last one. This is local news here in Torrance, California. It's actually down the street from us. It's somewhat of a funny and a fucked up story at the same time. This woman, a 36-year-old woman, was going in for some sort of procedure, but something happened that she never expected. She had her procedure done. She was okay or whatever.
Did she say what kind of procedure?
It doesn't say what she had going on. It must have been something minor. But a couple of weeks after her surgery, somehow, somebody saw pictures of her on the internet while she was under the knife, under anesthesia. She saw some pictures of her on the operating table.
She take a selfie or what?
No. She was knocked out, dude, by the anesthesiologist.
Oh, okay.
There was pictures of her with like 20 stickers on her face. Like star stickers. Just stickers all over her face. So I guess after it all happened, they got a case going on. It happens at the anesthesiologist by the name of Patrick Yang loaded up her face with stickers and started taking pictures of her.
Yeah?
While she was knocked out, dude.
And then tell me she got mad?
That's kind of fucked up.
That's the
most vulnerable you'll ever be.
And he posted
pictures of it on his Facebook account, and she got super pissed and told the hospital, and he got put on leave of absence with pay, And now he's back on it for like a couple weeks, and now he's back at work like nothing ever happened, and the girl's thinking about suing the hospital just because the hospital they just gave him like a slap in the hand, like it really wasn't that big of a deal.
And not to be a dick or anything, I think there's a difference between guys and girls. If that happened to you, would you get pissed?
If I wasn't in on the joke, yeah. Like, let's say the only two ways I can see this being cool is like before I go in, if the guy's like, "Hey man, if there's a couple pictures of you with like dinosaur stickers on your face, don't get mad, ha ha ha," and I'll be like, "That's funny, go for it, you know, just don't grab my dick," or, you know, something like that. Or like if I come out of it, they'll be like, "Oh man, you look so fucking peaceful. I had to do it, bro." And you put like a sticker of like Angry Birds on my face.
I think when somebody says, "Oh man, I had to,"
but the whole point is letting me know and giving me the opportunity or giving me my right to say, "Hey, delete that shit," or "No," or "Keep that to yourself," or "You should have never done that." You get me?
Yeah.
Instead of like never saying anything and just doing it and then fucking putting it out there, so that random strangers can see you with your mouth half open with the tube sticking out and you have fucking stickers of lowriders on your face.
Could have been worse. Could have been dick in the mouth.
Or a sticker of a dick near your cheek or something. You get me? At least if you're in the joke and you know, and at least if you know, it'd be different. But
yeah,
this chick just had stickers on her face and she wasn't very happy. I wouldn't be happy. What if that was your wife?
I would tell her, you know,
stop being a bitch.
Yeah, like, why put jizz on your face? You can get mad and put stickers on your face?
Yeah, but she's not passed out. Okay, maybe she is. maybe she's passed out.
She's like, huh?
No, but I wouldn't be cool with it. So, we'll see how that goes. I'll try to follow up on it. What about yourself, man?
I don't know. Like I said, I think there's a difference. I mean, guys are immature. No matter what, I think we're going to do stupid shit to one another, and I don't think we get too pissed.
Like, that guy would put his dick through the door? What if it would have came through? Like, what if this guy's actual, like, perverted mind actually benefited him for once? Instead of always killing his game, and he actually did such a perv move that the girl's like, "You know what? This guy's a fucking pervert. I'm down." And what if she just, like, fucking just fucked him through the door?
So it's blowing him glory hole style?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He goes, "Knock, knock, who's there? Mr. Willie."
Do you knock him for trying, though?
Huh?
Do you knock him for trying?
Nah.
Because that's a version of you of what you do.
What?
Be persistent. Yeah. You don't. You have to hear 100 no's before you get like, maybe she's not down.
I actually, and the girl that you saw me be persistent once with, actually headbutt me twice in the face in the same night.
So you're going in for the kiss, and she just headbutts you like, "No."
No, she goes, "I'm drunk," and then she leans forward, blammo, right in the fucking nose. And then,
that's okay, though.
Huh?
Your nose? That's fine.
Fuck, like, me, you're seeing this big fucking...
It's made out of steel, bro.
Fuck that.
Biggest nose on this side of the Mississippi.
I could use it as a sex toy. I have used it as a sex toy.
You're fucking...
On girls, not like...
Not on yourself.
Yeah.
That's gay.
So, you want to hear the weirdest thing sexually I fucked with?
In the last week or two?
Yes.
What?
Don't make fun of me, okay?
The weirdest thing you've done in the last week or
two? This is the weirdest thing I've ever done in my whole life.
In the last week or two?
My whole life.
Last week or two?
My whole life.
Alright.
So, I was on YouTube, you know, YouTubing it before I UGS'd it. And, I was looking up sex toys. I was doing some research for the show.
I'm listening, dude.
So I was researching, like, homemade sex toys. I'm kind of curious to know what people were banging. Mm-hmm. So there's this one guy, like, it was very professional. He had, like, a glove, like a latex glove.
Go for it.
And he wrapped it up in the sock, and then he pulled the rubber glove over the sock.
Yeah.
So it looks at it, it looks like a little fucking slit.
Okay.
I was like, no fucking way that works. So, one morning, one night, I'm up to, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, what? You got a latex glove?
He had a latex glove.
Uh-huh.
And what he did was, like, he...
Put a sock over it?
No, he a long tube sock, right?
Yeah.
So, he puts the glove flat.
Yeah.
And then he folds the glove over it, over and over again.
Okay.
And then, the glove's kind of hanging out at the end, so what he does, he folds it over the sock.
Okay.
So, you look at it, it looks like a slit.
All right.
So I was like, no fucking way. Like, that, no. So 3 o'clock in the morning, that video pops into my mind. And I was like, we have some latex gloves in the cabinet. So I'm going to try this shit.
Oh, you fucking weirdo. You fucking weirdo. I can't believe you're saying this. Oh, my God. You made a home pocket pussy.
Yeah.
Wow, you're fucking disgusting. Dude, that's the kind of shit you take to your grave.
I don't give a fuck, dude. It was for
your mom and your sisters listen to this.
Well, now they know how to make a pocket pussy. I have a nephew out there listening. That's how you make a pocket pussy.
You fucking sick bastards.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning, it makes a lot of noise.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's terrible, Arnold.
Huh?
That's terrible.
Terribly awesome.
That's terrible, terrible.
Shut up. Like, you never fucked anything weird.
No. My hand. I fucked weird girls, but that's it.
And I fucked weird objects.
I fucked weird girls.
And heads up, if you guys do decide to do that, use some form of lubrication.
Well, yes. You didn't use a lube?
No.
You dumbass.
My dick got stuck to the glove. I'm like,
ah. You're fucking stupid. You have to use some sort of lube.
Someone's a virgin.
Technically it is. It was never meant to be used for
that. No, it's called a hand glove, not a fucking dick glove.
You're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Can't believe that shit.
The funny thing was, I heard somebody get up late at night and go to the restroom. They're like, he's either tossing or turning.
Like, Arnold, are you fucking a glove? That's disgusting. So, once again, if you want to send us hate mail, it's uneducatedhumor@gmail. Fucking talk shit to us, please.
Yeah.
Arnold will put it on the air.
Call chance on this bullshit. I'm pretty sure you fucked something weird. Or, if you're not embarrassed like me, go ahead and tell us the weird shit that you fucked. I fucked a lot of weird shit, like one time I fucked your mom.
I've heard of I've never tried it, but I've heard people on other podcasts talk about this.
What is it?
About boning like a cantaloupe. I've never tried. Have you tried that shit?
No.
I felt you were going to say yeah.
No. I'm telling you, hands down, the weirdest thing I've fucked was the glove.
And then I heard of another one of fucking your couch.
I've grinded on my couch.
But I mean, like, I've heard of like boning your couch. Like where the fucking cushions are at,
mm-hmm.
You could put like a warm towel, and then like bone that. I heard Psycho Mike say it on the
Loveline
on one of these. And yeah, you just put like a warm towel in between the seat cushions or something.
There was a guy in the news that
and bone that, and then the one I used to hear. Oh, remember that TV show Rescue 911?
I've never seen it.
Oh, dude, this guy got rescued because he got his dick stuck in his swimming pool pump. The pump that shoots the water out.
Mm.
I guess he put his dick in there and he got a boner and he got stuck.
That's nothing. There's a guy that got arrested several times for fucking pool toys.
Pool toys?
Yeah.
That's weird.
The floaties.
That's weird.
There's some weird shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I found upon it.
Dude, the weirdest thing I've ever heard about is this fucking fat guy at 3 o'clock in the morning. he got a latex glove and a sock and started fucking it.
At least nobody caught me.
Apparently a good amount of people just found out.
So what?
Dude, that's fucking... I don't know, man, but I don't know if I would be that honest about it.
Huh?
I don't know if I'll be that honest about it.
I don't give a shit. Nobody knew. A lot of people know who I am now, so I don't know.
A lot of people have an idea who you are.
Yeah, I had a cousin that was like, hey, man, like, your show's pretty funny. I was like, shit.
Oh, shit.
Well, they can't talk about that person no more.
How do you think they're going to react to you when they see you now, after they hear some of the stuff? You think they'll be more comfortable with you because they know you're a little bit of a fucking dumbass?
I've had people that have listened to it and kind of like...
Because I've had people, like, I'm going to be honest. I've had people that have listened to every single one of our episodes that I don't know very well. But they're friend of a friend. And then every time I see them, they'll be like, yo, you guys still recording or what? Like, shit like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And they'll be like, yeah, you guys are funny or whatever. But then I feel that, like, they know me. You get me?
Uh-huh.
And I'll be like, yeah, that's cool, bro. Like, yeah, bro, like, fuck, I've been trying to do this and that. And
you're like, yo, did your boy really fuck that glove?
And I'll be like, whatever. And they never bring up stupid shit. They just say, like, you guys are dumb.
I'll take a selfie of it next time.
It's like, whatever, you know. Don't fuck you, dude. Weirdo.
I'm going to tag you, Chach.
Don't fucking tag me for shit. Don't bring me in your little weird escapades.
I'm going to post a video on YouTube. Not my video.
That video?
Yeah, I'm going to post that video.
The guy is doing with the instructions and tag me?
Yeah.
Do it. Let's see. See if I'm interested. I'll let you know. I'll watch the video.
You're going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning like,
and burn my dick off with fucking latex glove and no lube.
Catch yourself fucking a weird fucking object.
Fuck that, dude. I'm about to tell your roommates right now as soon as this podcast is over.
Huh?
I'm going to tell your roommate what you're wasting his latex
glove. They are not.
Because those aren't your gloves. Those are his.
Because I kept wondering why we kept ending with an odd number of gloves.
I kept wondering why we have no right gloves.
Because I kept wondering why we only have like 3 gloves instead of like 4.
I had 100. Now I have 2.
Don't tell him that.
I'm going to tell him right now. Huh? Well, you're not embarrassed for all these people to listen to, but your fucking roommate can't know about this?
I live with that guy.
You know what? I'm going to tell your roommate, and I'm going to let him know what's
going on. And he tells his family, like, yo, this fat guy does this.
This guy's wasting all the gloves
on
fucking himself.
You're keeping glove away.
He's getting all the gloves pregnant.
Mr. Get Your Glove, glove Pregnant.
Mr. Steal Your Glove. Mr. Steal Your Glove and Your Socks.
God damn.
All right, everybody. It's time to wrap that up. Hopefully, we warmed you up just enough for the from the sexy ladies from broadcast. We tickled your tacos.
Hopefully.
With our
dicks?
I don't know. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
And words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. We are your sexual messiahs. No?
Not me. Maybe you. Night Train, not me.
Night Train's a sexual messiah.
I'm fucking gloves at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm no sexual messiah.
You're a glove sexual messiah.
Yeah. Fucking wreck that glove.
All right, you guys, get ready for the ladies of broadcast. This has been Uneducated Humor.
Well, if you're listening on All Radio X, stay tuned for the beautiful, funny, hilarious, raunchier version of us. And they don't fuck any weird objects that I know of.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for the lovely broadcast. But if you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, or on Podomatic.com, come back next week, hopefully.
Episode 17.
Will be up.
Yeah.
So, for myself.
For you, Arnold.
Big Dick Arnold.
And me, Bigger Dick Chench.
Little Dick Chench. Suck it easy, guys.
Suck it easy.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Everyone can eat shit! Big bag of shit! Woo! Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, I'm out! We're horrible!
Very disappointed, gentlemen, very disappointed.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.